The lands that were burned in 2017 are not eligible for payment under the 2017 scheme. That's the department's stance on it. That burned land is not, if it's done outside the, you know, the permitted time, then it's not eligible for the basic payment. That is the position. Now, all those lands are eligible again for 2018 because it was only a temporary period of time when they weren't complying with the terms and conditions of the scheme. So all that land is now available to be put back in the 2018 basic payment application. So that confirmation was got across the line yesterday that those lands can be applied for. Now, I would appeal to all farmers and their planners to use the most up-to-date mapping, the online mapping system, to ensure that the maximum claimed areas are put in the 2018 reference scheme.
So you're saying, as far as you and the INHFA are concerned, then there are still outstanding issues regarding the 2017 payments and the question of burning in general, even if the burning isn't the farmer's fault?
Yeah, no, there is still some dialogue to go on in that regard, because those wildfires, as you rightly pointed out, in a lot of cases, in the majority of instances, was done without knowledge or hand act apparent by the farmers concerned. And in fact, you know, it was beyond their control. Now, the department have sufficient wriggle room in EU regulations to actually pay the farmers where it can be established that the farmer did not have any involvement in it. There is sufficient wriggle room there in the regulation so that the penalties don't apply. No farmer, to my knowledge, is under investigation for any illegal act, and burning is an illegal act. So, you know, unless that there is proof there against an individual, well, then it's unfortunate to think that the farmer is going to be, you know, the victim in this regard. And, you know, farmers have given their goodwill, you know, to the general public to traverse across, you know, a lot of open country and commonage areas, especially like in Donegal. And that goodwill has been ongoing. And, you know, we all live in a community together. But, you know, if the farmers going forward are penalised for something beyond their control, well, you know, we need some way to resolve this in the long term so that it doesn't become a contentious issue, you know, where the community becomes divided. So the INHFA would be proactive in finding a solution. We got a commitment from the officials in the department yesterday that we would work towards some form of wording that would take, you know, an act like burning, where it's beyond the control of the farmer, actually out of land eligibility and possibly into some other forum.
Is there still then a risk that we may see in 2018 the same tensions, the same concerns we saw toward the end of 2017 when it became clear that this was going to be an issue in terms of denial of payments?
Well, it will be, because, you know, the department were negligent. They were in breach of the Farmers' Charter of Rights. Any farmer who had their land burned, you know, wasn't given an opportunity to amend. It was just a press release. There was no formal notification to the landowner saying that he was now in an overclaim position. In other words, that he was claiming payments on lands that were burdened, which weren't eligible for the scheme. Now, so down the road, the department should have contacted those individual farmers. There will be a duty of care there from the minister who provides these schemes in his department to inform farmers if there was a problem with their application. And this wasn't done. The first knowledge farmers had is when their payments didn't issue in September and October. And a lot of cases in Donegal and across the northwest and throughout the western seaboard where these fires took place, farmers weren't contacted to say they had an overclaim until December, 6 months after they applied for the scheme, which left a situation where, you know, they had no money coming in, but more importantly, the department had not contacted them, which is grossly unfair and negligent, and that won't be allowed to happen going forward. The Irish Natural and Hill Farmers Association have flagged this to the department that they're in breach. Was acknowledged yesterday, so, you know, we have set a good foundation there for resolving this once and for all. But in the short term, I would say to all farmers who hadn't received their applications, their applications hadn't come out in the post All farmers have them got since the end of February. So the farmers where the burning was an issue hadn't received the 2018 maps or applications, but now those are going to issue, and I would advise their farm advisor to fill those forms using the most up-to-date satellite imagery and mapping.